Hello, everyone. This is In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
I almost forgot to say I'm Will. But I'm Will. And we're happy to be doing episode 240. Mm-hmm. Episode 240, which will be part three in our little series on what prayer is really about. Yeah. So we're just trying to nail down something that is a staple in the Christian faith, which is prayer, something that's always talked about, but seemingly rarely done continuously, faithfully, fervently, effectually, as it says in James 4. What are your thoughts on that, Sister Marie?
Yeah, I think that from what I have experienced in my life and seen, you know, around, is that so having been saved, how many years we've been saved? 50? Something like that.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Prayer was just something that you do, not necessarily that it was all that important. You know, we have our formal prayers, you know, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of years, that was my way of praying. And I think as we grow more and more and love God more, we want more.
Right.
And so we will begin to take that time and just talk to God.
Right.
I just love sitting on my floor and just talk to God about everything going on in my life. And I don't think I listen nearly as much as I should and that I'm going to practice doing. But at this point, you know, I seem to talk more and then listen, you know, then stop and let him talk back at that moment.
Right.
But my daily life is a life of prayer. I do pray and talk to him all the time.
Yeah.
But still not as much as I know I should.
I think, by the way, just a quick correction. I mentioned that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much, which is in James 5. Mm-hmm. I said earlier James 4, but I meant to say James 5 actually is James 5, 16 and 17. But yeah, I think most of us suffer from talking to the Lord more than, you know, the word says study to be quiet. I think we talk more than we listen. Yeah. And not just in prayer, but maybe in our spiritual walk. Maybe we spend not enough time in meditation and muse and remembering and reflection, which you've taught so well over the years.
Yes, yes. It's so vital, but I don't know that we have understood how vital it is from our, you know, from when we began until this point. I think we're now going into that, at least for me, going into that part of my spiritual life where I see prayer as absolutely, positively vital.
Right.
Colossians 4 says that we should devote ourselves to prayer.
Yes.
And there's so many other scriptures that explains to us, you know, that prayer is so important and so vital that how we should never, you know, like just go without it, because that's our roadblock. The Lord is, you know, as we pray, he tells us what he wants us to do and what he's going to do and all of these other things. And so, you know, we need to get our marching orders too. That's another thing about prayer. When we don't talk to him, we're not hearing him say anything back to us.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because prayer, you know, we talk about prayer being continuous. Mm-hmm. We get that from 1 Thessalonians 4, that talks about pray without ceasing. I believe it's 1 Thessalonians 4. And Ephesians 6:18 kind of echoes that when it says pray in the Spirit at all times. And on every occasion.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, Paul, the writer of Ephesians, by the power of the Holy Spirit, says, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Mm-hmm. A lot of bold, sweeping statements, you know, when I see words like all and every and, you know, all believers everywhere, those words just really are emphatic, and they make an impression on me that this is important.
Exactly. Do you think that a lot of people are in the state or, you know, the way I said I was in the beginning, whereas I knew I was supposed to pray, you know, but it wasn't deep in me that how vital it is. And so we just go through our Christian lives, you know, getting married, raising our kids, going to work, and then we go to church and we say our whatever they're praying at the church, we pray, right. And then we go back home and then just live life. And maybe when we go to bed, we get on our knees and we may pray and all of that. But as far as that continuous and finding moments and situations where you can, you know, steal away, so to speak, and right. just talk to God, understanding how vital it is that He is in control of our lives, that, you know, He wants to be in control of our lives. But mm-hmm. God is so gracious. Yeah. And, you know, he doesn't strike us down because we pray right. little, you know, right. and all of that.
Right.
But I think His desire is for us to just realize who He is, really yes. who He is in all aspects of life, and then talk to Him mm-hmm. on a daily basis, multiple times today.
I totally agree. I think we should just keep a running conversation.
Yes.
Going with God all day long.
Yes.
You know, we may pop in and out in terms of other things that we give our attention to. But I don't think there's any special formula of right. how to pray or any sort of recipe that we need to use. I just think we need to just do it.
Yes.
You know, even if a lot of it ends up being petition and so forth, I think it'll eventually become right. more devotional.
Exactly.
And it'll become as more interactive exactly. if we just start that dialogue, exactly. just start talking to God, listening to God, spending yes. time with Him.
Yes.
I think it'll change things for us, yes. not just circumstances, but change us.
Yes. I have this book that's entitled Winning the War Through Prayer. Mm. I haven't finished reading it yet, but I'm under I believe what they're saying in the book so far is that's our weapon. That's the weapon of our warfare.
Right.
It's prayer.
It's prayer.
And so now let's not wait until something is happening. Like even what's going on now is in our right. nation and all and around the world. We shouldn't wait to these times
right.
to really be diligent in prayer. We need to be diligent in
continuously,
prayer.
Continuously, constantly.
Yes.
Yes. And so, Lord, we pray that you would just help us be that way. Help us to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Help us to just keep a running conversation with you, just an awareness, mm-hmm. you know, a consciousness, Lord, of your presence all day long, all through the night when we awake, Lord. Let us be mindful of you, that yes. you're there, that you're watching us, that you're breathing with us, as it were, that you're a part of our lives. You're omnipresent, you're omniscient, you're there. May we just live in your presence, live yes. in the awareness yes. of your presence.
Yes.
We're so grateful and we're so thankful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and we'll see you next time.